Thomas Cole is a famous American painter. Right around the 1800s, Cole would paint frontier images, and I wish I would have had the picture to share with you. Cole would give pictures of American landscapes that would show the beautiful frontier of Western expansion. He didn't do a lot of religious paintings, but there was one that he did, and it's this moment from Mark chapter 1, verse 13. You can Google it when you go home later. Thomas Cole is his name. And the picture is his ugliest picture of all the ones he ever painted. There's a reason why. In the background, when Jesus is being tempted, the sun is not breaking through. There's clouds everywhere. It's dark. And the landscape is grim, and there's nothing green. There isn't any vegetation. And the two trees that are in the painting are stunted, and they're just stubbly, and it's really ugly. It looks like everything is against Jesus, and that's the way we read this text. But then Cole, correctly, places into the painting two angels serving Jesus in the wilderness. That shouldn't surprise us. Psalm 91, we just sang a song, On Eagle's Wings. Do you know what that psalm says? Jesus would have known this psalm when he was living. The psalm says this, If I say the Lord is my refuge, and I make the Most High my dwelling place, no harm will come my way. No destruction will come near my tent. For he will command his angels concerning you. You just sang it. He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Jesus had help in the wilderness. Hey, that's a great lesson for us. If our Lord Jesus depended on help in the wilderness of the angels, what does that say about us and our plan to overcome temptation? Should we try to go it alone? What do you think? Do you think that's going to work? No, it's not. We're going to need help. One person says this when they're, I've heard this before, when facing temptation, I don't need any help. I got myself into this mess. I'm going to get myself out of this mess. Ever heard anyone say that before? Makes sense in a lot of ways. Another person says this, I don't want to ask for help. That's like admitting weakness. Ever heard someone say that? Makes a lot of sense. Or another person says, you know, I'm not going to ask for help for someone because the last time I asked for help, they messed my life up. I don't want to ask for help for anyone. Ever heard someone say that? Hey, it makes sense. This is just being a human being. We say these things all the time. You won't overcome your temptation. You need help. And help is here. We have angels at Peace Lutheran Church. Did you know that the online directory that we put together is more than just an informational piece to get emails and phone numbers from other people? Did you know that every temptation that you will face has probably been faced by another person at this church? Is that a wild thought? You have a resource of angels in this congregation. Sexual disorder, sexual problems, relational issues, mental health challenges, anxiety, depression, transitions in life. There is nothing that another person in this congregation has not faced. And God has placed us together to view each other as angels that can serve one another in our time of temptation. Maybe you've fallen into temptation, and it's beyond the point where, gosh, I don't need help like facing my temptations. I'm already in the hole. You know what's interesting about that is that people tend to say the same thing as what I just said before. When people fall into temptation, they say things like this, you know what? I got myself into this mess. I'm going to get myself out of this mess. That makes sense. Another person says, you know what, if I admit that I've fallen into temptation, people will know that I'm weak and that I've fallen. That makes sense too. Other people might say, and I've heard it before, God forgave me once for this sin. Why would he forgive me a second and third and fourth time for falling into temptation? All those thoughts make sense. They're great. They're real feelings. But they're incorrect. God wants to help. God has helped. And that's the whole point of sending his son. Notice the subject of the verb. The Spirit sent Jesus out into the wilderness. The Spirit did it. In other words, this moment was kind of set up so that Jesus would face the most significant temptation so that he could come through and have a perfect report card, not for himself to brag about, but so that you could have help. So that when you fall, you can know that he gives you his full report card of perfection and he gives you his forgiveness and love. If you've fallen, he's here today. He's here to help you. There's help if you're facing temptation. There are angels here at church. If you fall into the temptation, he's here to help too. His record will give you the forgiveness and love that you need. Amen.